This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday call-in.
It's Monday.
It's the live Monday call-in edition. I don't even know what day it is, apparently. I've got a case of the Mondays.
It's today's version.
Today's version. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, if you'd like to call in and... well, take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you'd like. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And I, of course, am the Reverend Captain Kickass, attempting to be your host. Wow. I just want to take a minute and say thank you to our amplifier, Wild Bill from Seaville. That's C apostrophe Ville with an exclamation mark. Wild Bill is a silver level amplifier, so he gives $5 a month to our AMP program. If you don't know what that is, you can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. Essentially, it's a program where you become an amplifier. You get some perks for your $5. You can give more if you like. We have different levels. But you get some perks. You get to join a couple exclusive clubs. But the real
meat...
You get some perks, man. Yeah. But the real benefit is that you help this program. If you like what you hear on this show, you know, we're on 7 nights a week. We've got a rotating cast of hosts who are all really great. If you like the content you enjoy, you consume, then you can use that money to help us get on more radio stations. Right now we're close to 200, and we could be on more. It depends on you. And so we want to thank those who give, like Wild Bill from Seaville, for their amplification. Thanks, Bill. So we were going to talk a little bit about, well, money. And I know during the break we were talking about the potential for financial collapse. One of our callers this evening brought it up. So
isn't this financial collapse? Like, I don't know if it's a potential. It seems like it's in the midst of the collapse. A collapse. How far will it collapse is really the question.
I feel like we're not to the level of hyperinflation that you would see in like Venezuela, where, you know, you get paid today, and if you don't buy your bread and milk, then your money's worthless tomorrow.
You're getting paid, it is not that bad yet. But for a lot of people, they're not getting paid.
But, I mean, we're getting closer every day. Every time they print up more trillions of dollars, every time the government says, hey, Federal Reserve, we need trillions more or billions more, what they're doing is diluting the money supply, making your dollars worth even less.
A trillion here and a trillion there. Sooner or later, you're talking about real money.
all of this government bonus for collecting unemployment, your extra $600 or whatever, even the unemployment itself, anything that's part of these stimulus packages that these politicians claim, they're just pulling this to you, as far as the layperson is concerned. They're just pulling this money out of their butt.
Yeah.
Right?
And well, they're pulling it out of your future wallet. So
remember
that when they print up $3 trillion, okay, they give you $1,200, they give big business, you know, millions, and those millions, though, the cost for that is going to fall on you. You've got the debt, they've got the money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The printer.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Dave from Jackson listening to WKHM 970 AM. Is that Jackson, Mississippi or Jackson, Michigan?
That is Michigan.
Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Really?
What's on your mind?
Gentlemen, pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Our illustrious governor here in Michigan, oh, gosh, I almost forgot her name. Oh, yeah, that's right, Gretchen Whitmer. And her attorney general, Dana Nessel, and their cronies up there in Lansing, which is about 38 miles due south, check that, due north of me, in southern Michigan, about an hour and a half from Detroit, to the west.
They, What are they doing?
Well, they've opened up, I guess she's executive ordered something else that she's going to execute over 900. I think it's the executive order 973,000 that she signed now. open up Northern Michigan. Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. You know, don't worry too much about where the money is, or as you men were just saying a minute ago, the lack of money from, you know, basic commerce, tax revenue. Where your coffers, Gretchen, are running very low, as most of us are. And what makes me the probably to be polite about it is no wonder being a United States Marine, honorably discharged, well, back in the '80s. I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember that, but
yep,
I was around.
We care about our country so much in the beautiful state of Michigan that we cannot continue, and I know it's prevalent everywhere in the nation, and maybe you guys, and with all due respect and your resources, maybe you can comment on this dictatorial. We're free. I raised my hand a couple of times.
You're right, Dave. You bring up a good point about the tax coffers. So if the government wants to, you know, stay in business, so to speak, at some point they're going to have to figure out where they're going to generate their revenue from. And hopefully they'll figure out that they need to provide a useful product or a useful service at a market price to generate their revenue. Because the only way they get revenue now is through the point of a barrel of a gun.
Well, the difference, though, between a government and a business is the government is the business that can sell you what you don't want because they just take the money by force.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look, I like what you said there. Was it Dave?
I like what you said
about we're free, but the reality is people don't act like that. Right. So if people don't act like they're free, then they won't be. If you don't stand up when the Whitmer or whoever these other goons are in all the other states that are ordering people around, if people don't stop and, you know, say, no, I'm not going to do what you say. I'm going to keep my doors open. I'm going to keep servicing my customers in the way that I want to do it because it's my business and it's not yours. But they're not doing that for the most part. There are some exceptions, and those people deserve to be lauded, and they deserve business and to be appreciated. But for the most part, Americans are not free, and they don't want to be free. I wish it were true that they were, but they're not.
You're the exception, Dave.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Love your show.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling.
I wish it were different, but it's not.
To the caller's points, you know, I mean, sure, we're on the radio, so we have this as a resource, and we broadcast what we do for the reasons that we say we do. We are about this. I am an eleutheromaniac, right? I have an insatiable desire to be as free as possible, and I know that it's not happening here, right? And Dave seems like he cares about freedom as well. And the only thing that we can do right now is keep talking about it. Keep talking about it, and keep talking about it, and keep talking about it, because eventually the idea will catch on. You know, every time there's a social revolution, everybody considers the people, oh, you're crazy, when they start talking about crazy things like not having an organization of violence known as the government. Oh, my gosh. But every idea that has changed the world first started out as that.
Crazy.
Every idea.
Yeah.
They looked at the guy who invented the car. Oh,
you're
crazy.
You can't fly.
We have horse and buggy. We'll get along just fine. We don't need roads, right? You know? Every idea, television, right? You're crazy. We have the radio.
You know what Henry Ford said about the consumer? He said, if I'd asked them what they wanted, they would have said, faster horses.
Exactly. And so, you know, to Dave, you know, we're doing what we can. We need everybody else, all of our listeners, to also do whatever they can. And hopefully that will spark a fire.
Yeah.
Well, we've been working on it for a long time, and I'm not going to say I'm negative or that I think that things aren't going to work out, because I still am an optimist. But, man, it's hard to be optimistic in this environment
sometimes,
with people just seemingly begging to be told what to do.
It's true. It's disheartening.
It's a tough road to hoe, that's for sure. 855-450 free like freedom. Give us your calls and your thoughts. We've got more coming up on the live Monday night edition of Free Talk Live.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. What day is it, nobody?
Monday.
Hey, it's the live Monday night edition. Thanks for keeping me in check, bro. I appreciate that.
Groovy.
Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. like freedom. And with you tonight in the studio, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And I'm this guy named the Captain. And we've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, including finance, including the Federal Reserve. And I just want to make sure that our listeners don't get too overwhelmed. Economics is not difficult. It really isn't. The government and all of its goons and all of the folks around surrounding Wall Street and the markets, they make it far more complicated than it actually is. It's just supply and demand. That's all it is. And, in fact, the economy has nothing to do with United States dollars. It has nothing to do with yen. It has nothing to do with any other government-sponsored denominations of currency. It has to do with exchange between people. That is the economy. It doesn't matter. You could use pebbles as your representation of value as long as a bunch of folks agreed that, oh, this brown pebble represents, you know, 10 of these things, and this purple pebble represents 14 of them, whatever it is, right? That's currency. And currency gets invented by even primates. Right, so we're talking orangutans, monkeys, things like that. They use actual pebble.
And humans are also primates.
And so all it is it's just a language. It's just a way for people who want to interact with each other and exchange things, services, and products, right, to say, oh, hey, this is, you know, two chickens worth in exchange for, you know, that, you know, quarter of a cow or whatever it is that you're trying to exchange. It's a way to level the value, but it's a language. It's like music. It's just a language of exchanging value. So that is what I wanted to get out. I just wanted to mention that on top of our economics discussion. So, doing what we do here at Free Talk Live, let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. We have the Christian Anarchist on our AMP-only call-in line. Gene, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I thought I'd call in and give an update on coronavirus. I mean, I wish I was calling about anything else, but it seems like coronavirus is the only thing that's making the news today.
It sure seems to be on top of the world, doesn't it?
Yeah, and so I wanted to point out that in our office clinic now, we've had about 15 patients. Everybody has recovered. One of them actually had to go to the hospital for a couple of days, but they're back out of the hospital. And so I'm just trying to put out the little bit of information that we personally have. Now, I can't speak for New York City, Los Angeles, or any of those places, but I know in our little spot where we are, this isn't a big deal. The patients are doing just fine. We didn't need to shut down all of the businesses. And now with Trump coming out saying that he's on chloroquine, which, you know, he tried to promote that several months back, and we used it on most of our patients. Well, I'll say my wife did, because my wife is the smart one. She's the doctor.
Right.
And, but anyway, now the FDA is trying to tell people not to use chloroquine. Well, Trump seems to be bucking that trend, and I'm certainly no Trump fan. I don't like the man much, and I don't like a lot of what he does. But when he does things that are good, you know, you got to give him credit.
Yep.
So,
I'm right there with you. I don't like Trump. I feel terrible defending Trump on the times that I have felt the need to do that. But many of his critics have been so dishonest that just coming from a place of caring about the truth, you can't just let him blabber on and you know, you have to, you know, hold their feet to the flame of reality.
Hey, Gene, how many people would come in like a normal flu season with flu symptoms to your office, your medical establishment there?
Well, I suppose a lot of people come in thinking they have the flu, and then we give them the flu test, and it comes up negative. Sometimes it comes up positive, but what I'm getting at is a lot of people believe they have the flu, but according to the flu test, they don't have it, even though they have all the symptoms. So I'm going to guess we probably get, 100 or two. But we see a lot of patients.
100 or two that actually had the flu, or 100 or two that believe they do but then don't?
Probably 100 to 200 positive tests per season.
So that's way more than the COVID that you've had. Way more.
Oh, yeah. We see 80. Normally, we see 80 patients a day. But mm-hmm. now, due to COVID-19, our number of patients is down to like 30. 30 to 35.
Too. Wow.
Does it seem normal to you that if there's an epidemic going on, that all of our medical facilities will be idle? Because that seems to be what's going on. And it's not what I expect.
Of course, none of this is normal. I mean, it's just absurd the amount of stress put on masks, for instance. We all know that masks don't do everything that they say it's doing, you know, that, and certainly the way the average person uses a mask, it's not sterile. They don't, you know, they're constantly touching it and moving it. And I mean, that there's no reason to use a mask out in public. But the other thing is about this chloroquine. I wanted to get back to that because chloroquine is in use by many patients right now for rheumatoid arthritis. It's a very common medication for rheumatoid arthritis, and there's a lot of people out there who are using it every day. Now, I don't know the numbers, but I would like to see a study that shows how many people that are currently taking chloroquine for their rheumatoid arthritis actually come down with COVID-19. I'll bet you any money that that segment of the population is not getting COVID-19 at the same rate as the general.
That's a very interesting perspective. I was going to ask, Gene, if, you know, at your clinic or what have you, are you free-ish to treat things how you see fit, or are you sort of guided by, you know, medical bureaucracy?
Well, any medical office, you have to make decisions that are basically being used by the rest of the medical community. And if you go outside those guidelines, you lay yourself open for a lawsuit. It doesn't mean you can't do it.
Right.
But you do run the risk of being sued, especially if the patient has a poor outcome. Now, the funny thing is the Food and Drug Administration can come after you even if you prescribe something for the patient that's outside the norms,
right,
and they have an excellent result. Say they come and they're happy. You know, the patient is super happy. They're satisfied with the results. The outcome was good. There was no damage done. The FDA can still come after you and sanction you for using that treatment that's outside the norms.
But okay.
So that doesn't mean you can't do it, though. You can, and sometimes we do.
Okay. Gene, do you want to hang out for a minute? I have one more question for you. Do you want to stay on?
Sure.
Okay, stand by, and we'll come back. I just had another question for him that I want to get out, and I don't think he could sum it up in the last couple of seconds before the break here, so we'll bring Gene back. But we'll also take more of your calls and your thoughts. If you want to call, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, said on 60 Minutes the American economy will rebound from the unprecedented downturn caused by the coronavirus outbreak.
It's going to take a while for us to get back, but I would just say this. In the long run, and even in the medium run, you wouldn't want to bet against the American economy. This economy will recover. It may take a while. It may take a period of time. It could stretch through the end of next year. We really don't know. Assuming there's not a second wave of the coronavirus, I think you'll see the economy recover steadily through the second half of this year.
Stay-at-home orders issued by states to stem the spread of the virus have frozen the economy for the moment. More than 36 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits in the last 5 weeks, a burst that economists say is unprecedented. This is USA Radio News. Oregon Governor Kate Brown vowed to appeal a court ruling to the state Supreme Court after a judge ruled her executive orders on social distancing guidelines null and void. The ruling by Baker County Circuit Judge Matthew Shurtcliffe claimed Brown's order was invalidated because she failed to have it approved by the state legislature following 28 days. The suit was initially filed by a group of churches who claimed Brown's stay-at-home order was unconstitutional for infringing on a citizen's right to worship. If coronavirus cases continue to decline in California, professional sports may be given the green light to return to the state as soon as June, according to Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom's tentative announcement came while discussing hopes to reopen the state's economy, assuming that California continues its downward trend of cases. The governor said he hopes to allow non-essential retailers to open in-store shopping across the state rather than on a regional basis. NASCAR resumed its season without spectators yesterday at the Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. This Monday, night edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733 is the toll-free number that you should call if you would like to be on the radio. You can call in and talk about, well, whatever you'd like to talk about. And with you tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian. And nobody.
And I want to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th, possibly even earlier, for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, which reportedly has scaled back. And you can now camp at Rogers Campground without purchasing a ticket to the Pork Fest. Is that correct?
That's what I was told by the owner of the campground.
Yeah. So it seems that if you want to start your Fork Fest early or even hang out with some of the folks at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you can do that as well. But the Fork Fest is decentralized, and it means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. All you need to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party.
They've been talking in the ForkFest chat room today about bathrooms. like ordering those fancy bathrooms. Have you ever seen these things? They're like a trailer truck.
Yeah.
And you walk in and it's like air conditioned and like marble floors.
When I was considering purchasing land sort of off grid, I took a look at, I found one of these used on the Craigslist in, I don't know, Oklahoma or out of somewhere weird. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And it was, you know, a discounted price and all that. I went and looked at them new and I'm like, no.
How much do they want new?
Oh, it's, you know, $10,000. Like starting for like, you know, a two John, you know, kind of a thing.
Actually sounds pretty
You can decent. Also rent these though, right? So if you're having an event like this.
That's what they're talking about. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's going to do it, but they're talking about it.
Some of them are really nice. They got showers and everything. They got solar panels.
And they're talking about renting one and charging for it, you know?
I mean, why not, right? You know, if you think you can, you know, make back what you're
renting. It's a lot nicer than the camp bathrooms, that's for sure. I think they'd have a line of people that would want to use it.
And wouldn't it be cool if you could program, like, an app to accept crypto and, like,
you could do that,
you know? So, yeah. So let's go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, I wanted to ask you another question. We were talking about your experiences at the clinic and about, you know, sort of what...
That he's a manager of.
That you're a manager of. And sort of what you're able to do with regards to treating patients. And I had asked that question because I wanted to know, you seem like you're batting 100, right? You've got 15 patients, and I believe you said that all of them... you know, recovered. Is that correct?
They've all recovered, yes. We know of one patient, one guy who wasn't our patient on hospice who died and was counted, well, we think he was counted as a COVID-19 death.
He was on hospice.
He was on hospice. He was dying. And there was something where in the chart somebody wrote suspicion of COVID-19. I think this is what we heard anyway. We believe that they gave him the COVID-19 test, it came back negative, and then he, of course, subsequently passed away. And a few days later, I noticed that in our county, the death count went up by one, and we've only had 5 deaths in this county.
Right.
So you know, I suspect that that's what happened. So the numbers, never believe the numbers, you know, numbers lie. There's liars, damned liars, and statistics.
Right. So what I wanted to ask you is, of these 15 patients, has the recommended treatments from, you know, whomever, you know, you have to take these recommendations from, has that changed at all?
Well, now with this new FDA caution against chloroquine because of arrhythmia, which is, it's really kind of nonsense, I think, because, like I said, rheumatoid arthritis patients are using chloroquine all day, every day, and they're not having these kind of problems with it. So, I don't know if my wife has actually prescribed chloroquine since that announcement, but she did with all the patients before that, and they all did fantastic.
And do you know?
I mean, literally 2 days, and they're well, you know, that kind of thing.
That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. And do you know, of the patients, you know, these 15 folks, if any of them have had the need for the respirator?
None of them went to the hospital. None of them, you know, they came to our office. We tested, we treated, and in a couple of days they were fine. Now, I'd like to point out that none of our nurses who treated these, who were in contact with these patients, although we did everything the last couple of months, has been drive-up medicine, you know, how the doctors are doing drive-up medicine.
Yeah.
But the girls still had to go out to the car and talk to them and, you know, take their temperature and stick the little thing up their nose for their test and all this stuff. And none of our girls have gotten COVID-19. Now, they did all have protective equipment on.
Mm-hmm.
But still, if it was that terribly dangerous, and you would think that you would need a whole big suit, you know, head-to-toe suit with piped-in filtered air and all that stuff. So, it's not as bad as what they're saying. Now, I don't want to tell people not to worry about it, because especially if you are a person who has other problems and you get this disease, you could very well go to the hospital and maybe die. And that's true with the flu as well.
So amongst the freedom-loving community that I'm a part of here in New Hampshire, there's a bit of a divide between people who wish to wear masks and people who do not. And so I was just wondering, for the folks who choose to wear masks, if you could just sort of give a layman's tutorial on proper mask, you know, sterilization technique, or what you should do.
Throw it away.
To maximize, you know, if you're going to wear a mask, what should you do to maximize, you know, the masks?
Well, obviously, you don't want to touch the inside of your mask, and, you know, you want to be careful what you do with it when it's not on your face, those kind of things.
So don't take it home and take it off and check right. Over where the dog lays or whatever?
Don't do like I do and stick it in your pants pocket, because I do that. Sometimes I carry a mask around with me just for show, you know,
right.
Put it on and make the show. So the mask is generally more effective in a sterile environment, like an operating theater.
Right.
It's not that great of a thing out in the real world. Now, a lot of people, because we go to China a lot of people in China wear them because of the smog. Well, that's a different story. You know, you're not wearing it to try and prevent disease. You're wearing it because you don't like the smell of all those chemicals in the air.
Oh, interesting. So, I was not aware of that. I knew that there was a more frequent use of masks, amongst the Chinese, but I didn't know why, really. And it's interesting to me that we don't see that in, Los Angeles, for example.
Well, the smog in this country is not like overseas. Unless you go to China yourself, people don't know what real smog is, because over there it is so thick that sometimes you can't see streetlights.
Wow.
5 blocks away.
Ooh.
That's how bad the smog gets over there.
Oh, pea soup, huh?
So, yeah, it's bad. And the headlights of the cars driving down the street, they look like they're cutting through fog.
Wow. All right. Well, Gene, I appreciate you hanging out, and thanks for the call tonight. Gene, always a good caller. I like that guy.
Yep.
I just wanted to kind of get a little more in-depth with, you know, what he saw as treatments and that kind of thing, because I understand at a bureaucratic level that there has been, you know, some change in what they're telling some of these doctors and hospitals on how to treat this thing, and I just wanted to get his perspective if he saw any of that as well, so... 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to call, we'll take your calls and your thoughts, and we'll have more coming up.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. The final segment of the live Monday night edition. I would give the number, but we've got lots of calls holding, and we're going to attempt to get to them all. I don't know if we will make it, but we will certainly give it a shot. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's just go ahead and do that. We've got Derek, Jay, and Steven calling on our Discord line. Derek, Jay, Steven, you guys are on Free Talk Live. What's up?
Yeah, I got some good news. I just decided a few minutes ago that the Space Disco Party is going to be happening June 27th. All are welcome, so come on down. Space Disco, it's going to be the final night of Pork Fest and in the middle of Fork Fest, what I like to call Somalia Fest.
I really like just the name of it, Space Disco. Sounds enticing to me. For those people who don't know what you're talking about, what is a space disco?
The space disco is a party. It's a dance party, and it's space-themed. So you better bring your astronaut costume, your space creature outfit and makeup.
Your zero-gravity boots.
Ooh. Your red
it's
shirt.
Awesome. It's going to be spectacular.
No, don't worry about your and your imagination.
No commies.
Should I join the whole away team? Is that what this is? This is an away mission?
It could be, and be careful with the red shirts.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
you might those not things will get you killed.
I mean,
that's all I wanted to say.
I mean, I'm a captain, so I don't think I have to worry, but, you know, there might be a lieutenant in a red shirt or something.
Yeah, you should be in a gold shirt.
You better have your Captain Penn, your Star Trek outfit or something.
You've never seen
he
my closet.
He is a Star Trek guy, too, aren't you, Captain?
Yeah, I came to this conclusion recently after having a discussion with some Star Wars nerds, and then Star Trek came up, that I was very light when hanging out with the Star Wars nerds on my Star Wars trivia and facts and that kind of thing. But as soon as Star Trek came up, I was like, oh, yeah, I know it's this, and it's that, and it's the other thing, and I kind of... And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm more of a Trek guy than I am a Star Wars guy. I used to try and treat them both equally and fairly, and, you know, I'm just a fan of science fiction in general, particularly movies. But, yeah, it turns out I'm more of a Trek guy.
Hey, Derek.
They're going to like the Space Disco.
Derek, the Space Disco is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, this isn't your first Space Disco, right? Like, how many of these have you had?
This is not your first Space Radio Rodeo.
This is Space Disco number two.
Oh,
we had one last year.
I thought you
and
were doing
this is the second one.
Huh, okay.
And we've been having a series of parties called the Astra Lounge.
Ah.
And Astra means to the stars in Latin. And this one is fully space themed, and it's going to be spectacular. We've gone all out this year.
Dudes, that is
yeah. So people
awesome.
Are going to have a good time. That's all I wanted to say.
Well,
hey, wait. Just to be clear on this, this isn't happening at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be on the same campground, but you don't have to be attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival to attend the Space Disco, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. You know, we're going to be at Campsite 58, same as last year. Mm-hmm. So people who attended Porkfest and Forkfest saw the dome. And it's going to be in the same location. So all are welcome. I encourage everyone who can to buy a Porkfest ticket and participate in all the festivals happening at Rogers Campground.
And the good news this year is everyone is invited. If you're not a participant of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, then the tickets are $5. If you're part of Porkfest, it's $2.
Hmm. A bargain at twice the price.
Indeed. Indeed.
Cool.
All right, gentlemen.
Yeah, so I'll see you there.
See you then.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight. That is cool.
I don't have a space costume. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, you got some tinfoil and duct tape, bro? We can paper mache something up for you pretty quick, man. It'd take us a couple hours, but, you know, some construction paper and some glue, I think we could dial something pretty sweet in for you, man. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard.
There you go. We could always just put a couple of antenna on you, and you know that was sufficient for the original Star Trek.
All right, moving right along in this speed round of Free Talk Live, let's go to Andy in Bowhead City, Arizona, listening on KTAX, KTOX.
KTOX.
You're on Free Talk Live, Andy. What's on your mind?
Yes, this is regarding the COVID-19. Did you hear that doctor on ICU doctor on Glenn Beck show one more? I think it was 427 or 428, and he was he's a pulmonologist, and he's treating the ones that are severely ill, and he says the quinine doesn't always work for those people, and he was said he uses immunosuppressant drugs and anti-inflammatories, and he says he has to go through 7 markers. Now, what that means, probably maybe chest, or I don't know, but he hasn't lost a patient yet. This is at Cedar Sinai, Tarzana, not the one in L.A.
Oh, really?
And I thought, yeah, I'm wondering why we're not hearing about his protocol. Do you know what I mean? I'm wondering why. I only heard him that one time, and if he hasn't lost one patient and he's treating the severely ill, I want him as my doctor if I'm on the wrong side of this virus.
Yeah, my guess is, having some experience in the medical industry previously, that there are many bureaucratic hoops to jump through. So it's folks like you who hear about this stuff and call into talk show radios like ours that actually get the word like that out, before it can go through all the channels that it needs to go through in the medical bureaucracy. So we thank you for the call tonight, Andy. That's good information. We'll look into that for sure.
Well, plus some of the doctors who are not, you know, toting the state line, the official word on this thing, are getting cracked down on. There's a story in the New York Post about a doctor who's a epidemiologist. And so, you know, he's one of these guys, right? Former head of biostatistics, epidemiology, and research design at Rockefeller University says YouTube pulled down a video of him talking about the virus that had racked up more than 1.3 million views. Why? He's a critic of the current steps to fight coronavirus.
Right, they're censoring him.
He has derided social distancing, say it only prolongs the virus's existence, and has attacked the lockdown as mostly unnecessary. So you're censored, buddy.
Yeah, I had a similar article about that same guy in my show prep, but it didn't seem pertinent until now, so thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate
but
it.
But CNN is putting that little Greta chick in their town hall because she's an expert on apparently
anything.
Epidemiology as well as the environment.
It's amazing. She's never even been to medical school.
Yeah, clearly a prodigy.
All right, moving right along, let's go to Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington, listening on KBKW.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Captain. I'll make it quick. So you know I live in Gold Bar. It's on Highway 2 going to Wenatchee, very popular highway.
Yep.
And we're clearing a lot. We're getting rid of the final dinosaur single-wide mobile, and I live next to it. But anyway, so I'm going to have this beautiful lawn on Highway 2. And when you were talking about economics earlier and the pebbles and blah, 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 I think about the price of gold and silver changing completely every day. What do you think about maybe you could pass the word around Seattle? I'm going to start, instead of garage sales, I'm going to start a little barter fair right on the highway. And my landlord is so up for this. Doesn't that not make sense, really? You get what you really like and you're willing to trade. I've never been to a barter fair. But I think under the circumstances, Gold Bar and Wells Trowel, I think I could actually do good.
Well, and appropriately I got a whole bunch named, of junk. Too. Gold Bar, right? You know, if you're going to
I know exactly, bartering. Right. Yeah.
Now, are you expecting to get arrested for this or possibly targeted, ticketed by the goon
squad?
You know,
no, I'm not going to. I don't want to get my landlord in trouble, but we talked about me in a mini home because I'm in a wheelchair and a travel trailer is not a good place for a wheelchair. So I need a tiny home. And I talked to my landlord today and he's like, you know what? You know what? F you see whatever with the city of Gold Bar and do whatever you want. And if they come asking, then we'll get a variance and make it work to go ahead and start building it. That's how nice. We do it in Gold Bar. Screw them. Sorry for the profanity. But anyway, barter fair in Gold Bar can up as soon as possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing better than a video of the police coming and messing with a crippled man. So make sure
make
you
sure
have
I
a,
do.
Yeah, make sure you have a video camera
I'll
nearby.
Make sure you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right, Mike. Jeez. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Also,
I think he's like missing a leg or two. I think he's mentioned that in previous calls.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
Yeah, that's him. And a good man, too. And also, anytime you do something like that, if you're going to open something local like that, a barter kind of thing or flea market or whatever it is, it's important to put the word local in it. Mm-hmm. Local goods, local stuff, you know
people
what I mean?
Like that.
For whatever reason, that is a big draw. So
even if you're selling crap from China.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, local vendors.
Look, you have at least one thing that's local, then it's local, right?
And, you know, I mean, you could supplement that with all sorts of things. Local produce, right? Mm-hmm. From your neighbors, farmers. I know where Gold Bar is. It's kind of out there. So I know there's a lot of folks.
Local baked goods. People love baked goods.
People do, right?
Oh, yeah.
I love baked goods, that's for sure. I also love local produce and all that kind of stuff.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Well, and fortunately or unfortunately, we are out of time for this evening. So thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks to Nobody and Ian. What's your website, Nobody?
Electnobody.com.
All right.
There's a lot of jobs in government that nobody should do, and I'm running for all of them.
So find out more about Nobody's campaign, and if you like, give them a donation. Thanks, everybody, for the time tonight. This has been Free Talk.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.